Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. Thank you for tuning in to Apostolic Outreach Ministry. I'm Pastor Sharon Bonner, and on behalf of the Apostle Lionel Bonner, we would like to thank you for tuning in tonight. We are praying that God open your ears and your mind tonight to receive the word of God from the man of God. And tonight our program is entitled, When the Mind and the Body Won't Line Up Together with God. So we know that's a very important subject, especially in these last days, in these period times, that our mind and our body be on one accord doing the will of the Father. So we just thank God for each and every one of you. We are praying that you had a blessed week up until this point, and that God continually bless you. So much have went on since the last time we have been on air. But we, and yet it's still in the midst of all turmoil and all tribulation and chaos and chaotic and riots, we still know that God is God and he is in control. And he's never too far that he cannot reach down and lift us up above our situation tonight. So I want you to know that there is hope in the Lord. And right now, with no further ado, I'm going to turn you over to the Apostle. Apostle, how are you doing tonight?
Best.
Amen. Praise God. Apostle Lionel Bonner, thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. We just want to thank you for tuning in tonight. This series tonight, we're going to preach and keep on doing the will of God, and we're going to obey God, and then we're going to do what God said do, and we just love you. I'm excited tonight because my spirit is happy tonight, because we got something to say about this word tonight. This word is very good to our spirit, and it helps us in the last days. We are living in the last days, and we got to have Jesus down in our sanctified soul. Amen. And we just going to come tonight. I'm going to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. God, I just love you tonight, God. I love you every day, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Throw us on our bed, God. And God, we just want to thank you right now, God, for this hour and this word, God. I've asked you to knock my lips, knock my eyes, and knock my ears, you see. God, I got to say what you have to say tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the devil is alive. I got to take my time. Lord, we ask you to speak to your children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, to touch us from the head to soul to our feet and hide us behind the cross, Lord. Hide us under your wings, Lord. You said you would hide us under your wings, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Sit me down. Use me as your instrument. In the name of Jesus, I pray this prayer. Amen. And we just love you tonight. I'm just excited. We're going to start in 2 Timothy and verse 3. Chapter 3 and verse 1. We're going to go down to actually stop. And we're going to go to 10 minutes stop. So go ahead and read that right now, Thomas.
Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. The Bible declares, but mark this. I'm reading tonight from the New International Version, and it's whatever Bible that you have, it will go along with it. Verse 1. But mark this, that there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power. Have nothing to do with them. They are the kind who worm their way into their homes and gain control over weak real women who are loaded down with sin and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires.
Mm-hmm.
Always learned, but never able to acknowledge the truth. Just as Jimenez and Jambres opposed Moses, so also these men oppose the truth. Men of depraved minds, as far as the faith is concerned, are rejected, but they will not get very far because, as in the case of those men, their folly will be clear to everyone.
Thank you, Jesus, for that reading of the verb. We got to put Jesus first of our life. Every day we should put Jesus first, and we need to check our self, and we need to check our spirit, we need to check our thoughts.
Yeah.
We need to check our character. We need to check what God is doing this hour. And we in the last days, and we need God like never before in this period of time. God said, my word will not come out void. If we just put the word in our life and love the word, because the Bible says come back to your first love in Revelation. And when we put God first in our life, we will not lose God in the tribulation.
That's right. Amen.
We got to have God was going to happen in the last days. People are lying. People are stealing. And people don't care about God. But tonight, God is saying tonight, we live in the last day. We got to have him right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't let the things come up on you to call on the name of the Lord.
Oh, yes.
We need the Lord right now in this last days to call on him and seek his face. He said, call on me while I'm near.
Yes.
And he said, I will answer you. See, God's saying right now, he said, I am coming back right now and you need me.
My God.
You need me like never before. What's going to happen in the last days? Don't be slacking in your well doing. God told me to blow my trunk like a trumpet and tell my people about that track. Question. And whatever you're doing wrong, God see what you're doing wrong, but we still do it. We still do what we want to do.
Amen.
God said, follow my commandments. Follow my voice. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger can't follow. And we cannot be high-minded. Some of us be high-minded, God can use. God can't use no high-minded person. He can't put his spirit in an old bottle. See, God can't put the wine in an old bottle, but bust. So God wants all this junk out of us, what's wrong with us, and we know what's wrong with us. We just act like we know, but we really know, but God really know what's wrong with you.
Oh, yeah.
But we got to put all this blood under our feet and be clean. Like they say, purge me with himself and make me right this morning and renew the right spirit within me. And someone needs to renew the right spirit in us so we can obey God. God said, I make you lukewarm and lukewarm.
Whether you're hot or cold.
Amen.
Hot or cold.
See, we act like we know God, but we act like we love God. We don't love God like we should because we don't love one another like we should. Because God say that's a commandment. Love one another as I have you.
So
love one another. Be on one mind to one another. Because when they was on the day of Pentecost, they was on one accord. Everybody's not on one accord. Everybody wants to be this and that. What God wants you to be. I got to tell you how God wants me to tell you. We live in the last day. We got to seek God like never before.
Amen.
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 We got to seek God like never before. We got to love God like never before.
Amen.
We got to get on our knees like never before. We got to cry like never before. Don't let things slip on you and you start crying. You can start crying right now. Tell the Lord yes.
So
we got to tell the Lord yes. We got to magnify God. We got to give God the praise.
Amen.
We got to do what God tells us to do.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We got to put on the whole armor of God. We got to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Not unrighteousness. I said righteousness. God said be holy as I'm holy. We got to be holy like God. We can't think like the world.
Amen.
We got to think like Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible said let your light shine before man so man can see your good works. That's what the Bible says. Apostle said the Bible said that. I'm speaking what the Bible says. And we got to love one another. We got to get along with one another. But we don't want to get along with one another. We don't want to get along. We don't want to love one another. But let me tell you something. God said he loves you. God said, I sent my son. He so loved the world, he gave his begotten son into the world that we should not perish, to have everlasting life. And that's love. That's joy, that's peace, that's happiness, that's long suffering. But we don't want to go through. We don't want things to come up on us to call on that and Jesus. We need to call on Jesus now. So he can move in your life. So he can touch you from the head and so to your feet. He woke us up so we can repent of our sins. He woke us up so we could be right. He woke us up so we could be close to him. But let me tell you something. He just said the devil don't want you close. He don't want you close to him.
Amen.
I'm going to say it again. That God said the devil don't want you close to him. But God wants you close to him so he can bless you, so he can bless your spirit. God said, listen to what God said in John. He said, I am the way of truth. He said, I prepare mansions for you to see heaven. God wants you to see heaven. He don't want you to see hell. That's why Jesus died on the cross for your sins so you can see heaven. Heaven is not home, but hell is not our home. Heaven is our home. And how many want to see the heaven? I want to see heaven, so I got to live by it. I got to put on love. I got to put on joy. I got to put on heart. I got to put on everything when the fruit of the Spirit says. And I got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You got to be born again. The Bible says the Holy Ghost will teach you all things and bring things back to your memory. It will teach you. It will guide you. It will strengthen you. It will tell you what's right and wrong. You need to be led by the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost don't hate nobody. Holy Ghost love with peace and joy and happiness. That's the fruit of the Spirit. And let me tell you something. God said, if you don't have those fruits, that will not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm. My God.
You got to have the fruits of the Spirit.
Oh, yes.
You got to have Jesus in your life. You got to have Jesus in your life when you wake up in the morning. Jesus woke you up this morning.
All right.
You didn't wake yourself up this morning. Jesus woke you up this morning. He breathed in your nostrils and you came a living soul. He's your air. He's your need. He's your supply. He's your comforter. He's your protector. He's the high you up in your wind is running out of one. Who's that bad anticipator of the house of high God? Of the shadow of death?
Yes.
God will protect you if you just depend on him. And when he comes back together, we know where we're going. We're going to heaven. It's time to get close to God, saints. And it's time to fall in love with God like never before. Because there's a thing that's been happening on this earth in this last day. We live in the last day. God was showing his signs of wonder in the sky. You need to check that out because God said his word is going to stand. But his word will stand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awesome. And that's good. That means he said, I'm not a man, I should not lie.
Mm-hmm.
And he cannot lie. Stop turning on everybody else. It's time to depend on God.
Thanks. Yes.
It's time to depend on God. It's time to seek God for yourself because the Bible says work out your own salvation. He said, choose this day who you going to serve. He said, pick up your cross and deny yourself and follow him. Oh, God, thank you. He said, stop wondering. Stop reverent. He did not let your heart be troubled. And some are still reverent about things that need to be in our life. All that's going to be in your life is Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. He said, it's the last day. It's time to seek me like never before. It's time to read that Bible. It's time to push your plate back and start faith and seek my faith. So I can protect you, daughter or son. Whoever listens, God said, I protect you if you do what the apostles say do. It's time to see God. Listen, I'm going to say this. God is not, he's not playing. He never was playing with us. We're always looking for serious people to obey him, to obey the word and follow him. God is our father. God wanna hold our hand. He wanna guide us. That's why he said in his word, trust in him and not believe to your own understanding. He said, now it's him all direct. And people don't understand that. And he said, I will direct your path. And God wanna direct your path. But we don't want God to direct our path. We don't wanna fall in love with God. Because the Bible says love the Lord all your heart, out of your mind, out of your soul, out of your strength. So how much God do you handle others? But then you got a lot for God. God will give you the love to love one another. And that's the heart of those. You have a thing to say, Pop, God bless you.
Thank Amen. You. It's such a this is such an important word tonight because we allow ourselves to get heady and high minded. And when God begins to bless us with material things. The Bible said, first seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all his other stuff will be added unto you. But today we are training up the children and sons and daughters in the church to seek the blessing before we seek the blesser, which is God. And when we do that, we call out, we get high-minded, we get heady, we get haughty. And when God blesses us, And we forget that it was God that brought us from A to Z. We forget that it was God that brought us out of the miry clay. And we forget that it was God that brought us out of the dungeon into the palace. We forget about God when we get blessed. So God said he got to take us back. We got to go back to the old landmark where we first started from scratch. Amen. And begin to seek God. Faith. I believe I posted the other day, seek God's eyebrows. Let me seek his face. Don't give up until you find God. Amen. Because material things, where the cankerworm and the moth comes in and the robber and the thief come in and steal it, and then we have nothing left. But God said, I'm always there. I'm a very present help in the time of trouble, in the time of need, when things leave, when things are taken, when the robbers come in. God said, I'm still there. I'm in your heart. I'm walking beside you. But we got to understand, we got to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We got to come to God as a little child. I believe it was Jesus and his disciples. Disciples began to mumble because the little kid was coming to hear a word from the Lord. And Jesus, he actually rebuked the disciples and told them, such as these are the kingdom of heaven. We got to come into the kingdom of God like a little child, knowing nothing, wanting nothing but truth and knowledge. See, in the last days, knowledge is increasing. But our body and our mind have to line up to the knowledge and the truth and the revelation of Jesus Christ. Because let me tell you something. Revelation, the book of Revelation, is the revealing of the Lord Christ. And we got to want to see Christ work in this hour, in these last days. I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be great revivals because of the shaking up on the earth. People are going to start crying out for God, crying out for the word, because there's coming a drought, because people are turning their back on God. They're turning their hearts away from God. And God is crying out to his people. He's crying out for us to come back and turn. His hands is extended all day. He told Israel, and we are a part of Israel, church. I want you to know, if you've been adopted into the body of Christ, you have been engrafted into the family of Israel, of the Jewish people. And I want you to know that God's hand is extended all day for us to come back to him, to repent. Because what we are seeing, the catastrophic events, just because catastrophic events have not hit America like it has other countries, we're not exempt to what God is doing in this hour. God is lined up to see these things. And my heart goes out to these people that have lost their homes and lost their families and lost their loved ones and lost their lands and cars and possessions, lost their hope. But God is allowing us to see his hand that we may turn and repent and begin to cry out to God and ask for forgiveness and go back to God and where he brought us from. Sometimes we got to look back where he brought us from and in order to appreciate where he has us at now. You see, when we get haughty and high-minded, we're always looking for information, but we're not able to develop and produce from the information that we are obtaining. We go to church every Sunday. We read the word, but we're not putting it into effect into our lives. We are hearers of the word, but we're not doers of the word. We're crying out and asking God to bless us with things, but then we turn our back on God and we leave him when he gets us out of trouble, when he heals our body, when he heals our home, when he heals our family, when he touches our children and bring them out of the prison bars. Then we forget that it was God that did it. We forget that it was God that looked down and had mercy upon us. Because I'm telling you, we're in a season of mercy. It's not because we've been so good. It's not because we're so good. It's not because we're so blessed. It's not because, I'm going to tell you, because you can look blessed on the outside and all hell is breaking loose on the inside. Oh, God, help me, somebody. God blesses us with jewels. And you know, I keep hearing the Lord say, he blessed the Israel daughters. He blessed them. He dressed them. He brought them up out of Egypt from laying brick and sweating all day long. He brought them up out of that sin, out of that oppression and depression. And he dressed them. He dressed the daughters of Israel. It's in the book of Isaiah, I believe chapter 3, where he had dressed them, he had clothed them, and he even gave them vineyards and houses that they did not even build vineyards that they did not even plant. And he told them, even when they was coming out of Egypt, the great Exodus, he told them to borrow it from your neighbor. He said, borrow from you the jewels and the dress, the clothes and the robe, because when you come out of Egypt, you're gonna be decorated. They're gonna know that you belong to me. But they forgot that it was God that blessed them, that brought them out of the miry clay, that brought them out of the pit, that brought them out of
the lion's den. They forgot this thing. And when they got blessed, they turned their back on God, and they began to hold their neck stiff, and then they began to batter their eyebrows. Come on, somebody. I hear God speaking. They began to walk and print with their tinkling braces and their jewels on, and with their nose rings on. God help me, Holy Ghost. And with their earrings on of gold and fine linen and fine twine, pomegranates around the skirts of the hem of their garments. And oh, my heart, God, I feel the Holy Ghost. And they begin to mock God, and they thought that they deserved to be blessed, and they forgot it was because God had mercy on them, that he had called them, their son and their daughters out of Egypt. We got to learn to humble ourselves again, America, under the mighty hand of God. It's not too late. As long as you have breath in your body and a right mind, God is willing to heal this land, this nation, this people. God has a remnant, even in the chaos, even in the tribulation, even in the hard time, even on your sick bed. God said he'll raise you up and cause you to stand and be healed and delivered. And we will again be a beaconing to the world, that we ride with Christ, that Christ is in us. Humble yourself. I feel the Holy Ghost. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. I'm going to turn you back over to the apostle. But my prayer is for you that you humble yourself and begin to cry out to God and repent. It don't hurt to repent. You say, "Prophet, I don't think I did nothing wrong." It just don't hurt to go to God and say, "God, clean me all over again." The Bible said we're cleansed through the word. The Bible said, "Purge me with hyssop." Oh, God, help me. Cleanse me, God, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Make my body line up with my mind. Let this mind that was in which was in Christ Jesus be in me. Clean me up and cause me to stand where I have fallen. Cause me to stand again. And I'm going to turn you back in the hands of the apostle.
Thank you, Jesus, for that word. God has moved tonight to show us that he's for real, and he's tired of people playing, and he's serious in this last day. He's been serious, but we just be playing with him. We don't need to play with God, because God ain't no play toy. So we gonna pray tonight. We're gonna pray before we get out of there. We're just gonna love on Jesus, Lord. We pray that anything against us, Lord, or we come against somebody, Lord, or we come against you, we ask you to forgive us, God. We need to just pray right now, Lord. If we came against you, Jesus, just say, "God, forgive me for not doing the thing that you want me to do." Thank you, Jesus. We pray right now, God, to move on our heart. Lord, we ask you to renew the right spirit within us. Lord, we ask to praise you and give you the praise, Lord, because we know you're ready to be praised, Lord. We dare to steal your glory. Touch our mind, Lord. Touch our thoughts. Touch our inner man. Touch our character. Touch us now, God. We need you right now in the last days. We need your protection. Holler behind your ring, Lord. Holler right now, God. Move forward right now. We need you, Jesus. We need a touch right now, Lord. We need to renew the right spirit within us, Lord. Oh, God, touch right now.
Touch
right now, God.
Touch.
We need right now. Touch this nation, Lord. Touch this nation, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need your guidance. We need your comfort, Lord. We need God, we want to trust in you, Lord. We want to not lean to our understanding. We'll lean to your understanding, Lord. In this day and time, Lord. Oh, God, we just love you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for making us up this morning, Lord. Thank you for the blood of our body.
Ooh, glory to God.
Thank you, God. Now I pray right now, any little sick who among us, Lord, bless you now by your stripes. We are healed by your stripes, Lord. Because the verse said that by his stripes you are healed. In the name of Jesus. If we need deliverance, how do we deliver, Lord? If we don't have, look, the Bible goes, God said, I'll favor and just forgive you of your sin. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I'll favor and just forgive you of your sin. Thank you, Jesus. Precious, Lord. Precious. Deliver, Lord. Because we want to get close to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray this prayer. We love you. And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God bless you.